Coming up next is Time for Travel Radio, sponsored in part by TFL Travel Agency at 724-379-9009 and by TravelForLovers.com, the online travel magazine with new stories every week, giving away a free trip to Paris for two. Hello and welcome again to Time for Travel Radio, another hour look at travel around the United States, in Europe, and around the world. We've got a lot coming up in the next hour, including a report from Anastasia on TFL travel this week. We'll go to Europe, we'll go to a couple of national parks, we'll even go to Africa and Paris, all coming up. But first, let's take a look at the news. Well, river cruising, especially in Europe, is really booming. It's a new area for travel. And Viking River Cruises, which cruises throughout Europe, is really growing quickly. They just announced this week they're going to have two more longships. These are big river cruising vessels. And that's on top of four that they already expect to enter into their service in March of next year. The ships are part of a $250 million fleet redevelopment program, which includes refurbishing existing vessels, as well as the introduction of 10 new ships by 2014. These long ships measure 443 feet long and feature 95 staterooms. They include, and if you've got the money, they have some incredible suites, including a 445-square-foot suite and seven 275-foot square foot veranda suites, and 39 veranda staterooms, which measure about 200 square feet. They're all meant to be environmentally helpful. They have green features like energy-efficient hybrid engines, solar panels, and an organic herb garden. I wonder what kind of herbs are growing. And if you want to really be environmentally helpful, think about Enterprise, which has introduced seven Nissan Leafs at the Honolulu Airport. They're ready now, so just show up and rent them. They cost a little more, but if you're environmentally inclined, they can help you. And while you're in Hawaii, you want to take the five-day surf camp, don't you? Yep, that's right. A surfer named Dave Kalama is holding a five-day camp from December 4th to 9th, and it only costs $5,000. What a bargain. Southwest Airlines is going to add service to Atlanta. Yes, they've been out of Atlanta, tried to get in, but now they're going to add 15 daily flights from Atlanta and back, Baltimore-Washington Airport, Houston, Chicago, Denver, and Austin, Texas, and they expect that to be just the first. The fares start at $79 to $99, but I found that those fares are usually early morning or late afternoon. Well, they say the federal government is spending less, but not for Amtrak. They've granted $745 million for upgrades along the Northeast Corridor. That's the route between Washington, New York City, and Boston. Part of the money is going to be spent to improve the tracks and electrical work that will allow the Acela Express trains to increase their speeds to 160 miles per hour, up from 135 miles per hour. And an additional amount of money is going to be spent on a projected project to eliminate train traffic in New York City. They'll allow the Amtrak trains to run on separate tracks and not be tied up with local traffic. Now, here's a story that's much in the news these days. You know, getting away from it all is a travel marketing cliche, but boy, it might come true in a whole new way in about 4 years. A Russian firm called Orbital Technology plans to open the first space hotel in history. The space hotel, called a commercial space station, is going to float about 250 miles above the Earth. The officials there say the hotel can accommodate a maximum of 7 people at a time, but to check in, you have to undergo special training that can take up to 3 months, depending on the type of spacecraft they fly to the hotel in. The firm says the stays can range from 3 days to 6 months. But frankly, other than looking out the window, what are you going to do for 6 months? Well, you can go online and you can watch television. In fact, they have a diagram on the internet of this, and I couldn't figure out anything. There's no shower. You clean yourself with wet wipes. And as far as sleeping is concerned, it looks like there's a 7-bed dorm room. That's sure going to cut down on making whoopee, no matter how high you are. Well, that's the news. Now here's Anastasia with a report on Travel for Lovers magazine online.
This week at TravelForLovers.com, we talk about ships, planes, trains, and automobiles, and take you to the lush island of Kauai and the beautiful city of Venice. In The Ultimate Cruise, we tell you how sailing across the Atlantic Ocean can actually be your best value, provided you've got the time. In this article, you'll learn a little bit about some of the transatlantic itineraries, from the 11-day repositioning cruise on the Norwegian Epic to the 35-day round-trip transatlantic cruise on Holland America's Maasdam, and everything in between. Epic takes you from Miami to Barcelona, while Maasdam starts and ends in Boston and makes port in numerous European and American cities. Traveling in Europe details three options for traveling between the European countries. While flying between countries can be cheap, it is not always the most convenient option. Renting a vehicle provides much more freedom to travel at your own pace, but can often be quite expensive and a hassle within cities. The train provides similar convenience to car rental, with a price sometimes comparable to flying. Rather than declaring which mode of transportation is the best, this article provides information to help you choose what's best for you. In Kauai, the Garden Island, our Hawaii specialist details the amazing adventures and incomparable sights that can be found on the oldest island in the Hawaiian archipelago. Kauai is far from just another Hawaiian beach destination, although the beaches here are wonderful. Ecotourists and horticulture enthusiasts will love the jungle-like landscape of the island's interior. For the culture seekers, the authentic luau at Kilohana Plantation may hold particular appeal, while whale watching off the Nepali coast is an excellent activity for sightseers. Amore a Venezia reveals some of the best places to go in Italy's City of Bridges. Gondola rides on its many canals beneath the ornate bridges give way to strolls along cobblestone piazzas. Our reporter tells about the Basilica di San Marco and the Doge's Palace, as well as a bit of the city's history in the story of the Bridge of Sighs. In addition to what you'll see, we provide some information about when to visit Venice and where to eat while you're there. This article certainly made me want to visit Venice, and I'm sure it can do the same for you. Stop by our website at www.travelforlovers.com to read these great stories and more. And if we sparked your interest in travel, we can help you plan your own adventure.
Europe, you know, is not the United States. Europe is different, and so are the many cultures and social ways of its people. There are a lot of cliches about Europeans. The French are haughty, the Italians happy-go-lucky, the Germans rigid and overbearing. Well, things usually become a cliche because there is some truth in them, and such is the case here. Several years ago, I was working with ESPN, the sports television network, helping to buy sports programming from Europe. At the time, there were only a few private networks in Europe. They were mostly government-owned and run, so it was with the national networks that I did business. And I found out some of those national characteristics are very real. I started out in France, so of course I tried to make an appointment with the French networks first. I couldn't do it. They wouldn't accept my telephone calls. So I moved on. The first actual call I made was in Germany. And guess what? They were rigid, they were stern, and they were forceful. You will pay this much because we said so. I said maybe, and I left and went to Vienna. In Austria, I met with very nice people who said, look, we're a small country, but you can't cheat us and pay us less than you're paying anybody else. I agreed, although I said we hadn't actually decided what we were going to pay other people and other networks. From there, it was on to the Swiss. Now, the Swiss are noted for their efficiency. I had a meeting with seven people at the table and me on the other side, and there was a written agenda, 55 minutes long, with 4 minutes out for a coffee break, and we settled right on time and got the price right. From there, it was on to Rome. Now, I had a 10 o'clock meeting, a 10 a.m. meeting with the official. His name was Mr. Brown. I'll never forget it. But he wasn't there. He got there about 11 o'clock. In Italy, 10 o'clock doesn't always mean exactly 10 o'clock, he said. Then we started chatting. We chatted about his secretaries and how attractive they were. We talked about Italian women in general and how attractive they were. We talked about his collection of glass figurines. And by golly, it was noon. Time, he said, for us to go have lunch. Lunch took 3 hours and a lot of wine. I wasn't sure I was able to negotiate when I got back, but when I did, I said, we can afford to pay this much. He said, fine. So it was about a 10-second business meeting. And then he gave me some great advice. He said, you work for ESPN. They pay you a daily stipend. They take care of your hotel and your travels and your food. I said, sure. He said, next time that you're going to meet with me, schedule it for a Friday morning. But I'll send a message on Thursday night saying I can't do it, and I can meet with you on Monday instead, and that way you can have the whole weekend and have somebody else pay for it. Sounded like a good idea, although I never did it. But then there was still the problem with the French. They wouldn't answer my calls. I got hold of an old friend, the publisher of Look magazine, who was from France. He took me to a meeting. I had to present myself, present a little gift, and only then, after I'd been introduced, could I actually set a meeting with the French network. When I was finally able to set up an appointment and meet with the representative of the French network, it was a very pleasant meeting. In fact, we wound up having dinner together. We were friends for many years. Oh, yeah, the thing about pricing, everybody paid the same, exactly what they knew or they were going to do before the negotiations even started. But the national characteristics were so real in that trip, it reminded me of the differences between the different networks, between the different countries. Well, despite the fact that Europe is trying to consolidate, they have a euro, which is supposedly one currency, and they have a union of economic advancement, there's still many separate countries in Europe. And you can see the differences in the food, the culture, the dress, the way they talk, and the way they argue. All of it makes it fascinating for Americans who can travel in a few hours and be in a much different culture. Europe is interesting, as I found out years ago and as I still believe today, and it's a great place to travel and enjoy your vacation.
What's this I hear about a free trip to Paris?
Indeed. You know, I think Paris is the most romantic city in the world. What do you think?
Oh, I love Paris.
It's especially romantic when somebody else is paying for the trip. There's a new online web magazine called TravelForLovers.com. It has travel stories, new ones every day. And they're holding a contest, giving away a trip to Paris for two people.
How do they enter?
Well, it's very simple. You go to that website, TravelForLovers.com, and you click on the trivia quiz link. There's a big box there with a picture of the Eiffel Tower. You answer a few questions, some trivia questions, and they're really, really not difficult at all, believe me.
I believe you.
Yeah, you know that contest that says, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to be smarter than a fifth grader to enter this contest.
Oh, then even I can enter.
And the best thing about it is that it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost anything to read the stories on the website. It also doesn't cost anything to enter the contest. And you'll receive airfare from JFK Airport in New York to Paris, about five or six nights in Paris at a nice hotel. And it'll be just a very romantic vacation that you can take, paid for by somebody else because you won the contest.
That's amazing.
So go to TravelForLovers.com. Enter, and you might be the winner of a trip to Paris for two.
Good luck.
Be sure and check out the new magazine website, TravelForLovers.com. You just might win a trip to Paris for two. The Grand Canyon is probably our most famous national park. Shannon Marchick is an official there, and we had a chance to talk with her. We're talking about the Grand Canyon. We've got Shannon on the line, and Shannon, is it difficult to get to the Grand Canyon?
I don't think it's difficult to get to the Grand Canyon at all. However, folks should be aware it's kind of what we call a destination park. So you have to be prepared to put in some driving time. But there are highways to both rims of the canyon, so major roadways.
Is there one preferred rim that is more attended than the other?
The rim is closer to major metropolitan areas and therefore seems to get a great deal more traffic is the south rim of the canyon, and it is, as a result, the most developed rim of the canyon, the one where folks can find the majority of the park's services.
Now, obviously, you've got a Grand Canyon. That's what the name is. So you can go look over the edge and look at the Grand Canyon. There must be lots of other things to do in the area. Tell us about it.
Within the area of Grand Canyon National Park, there are a lot of things to do. Some people do simply come here to view the canyon. Of course, photographers have a ball always when they come here to canyon. Many people like to walk along the rim, and there are literally miles of paved, walkable trail right along the rim of the canyon. Folks also like to come here and challenge themselves more. They will hike down into the canyon. Some folks also fly over it. So there are a lot of different ways to see the canyon, and within the area there are several other parks and monuments just a short distance away that provide very different opportunities.
Well, if you're going to hike down into the canyon, how long does that take? And how long does it take to get back out?
Our typical recommendation is that when you're planning your trip out of the canyon, you allow 1 hour per mile. That is because the vertical change from top to bottom is about 5,000 feet, almost one vertical mile, and you are in a desert. You start at the top at 7,000 feet. You go down to just over 3,000 feet, so it gets much, much hotter and drier, much more desert-like as you go down. And then climbing up, that's quite a lot of exertion.
Now, am I correct in assuming you can take a mule down?
There are mule rides available down into the canyon. There are a limited number, and the majority of them are stays overnight. So you have to make arrangements with the concessioner to get your mule ride and your cabin. It's kind of a package deal.
So you stay in a cabin at the bottom of the canyon?
You do.
Any idea, is that the National Park Service that's doing that, or is it a private concessionaire?
That's a concessionaire that does that. So the hotels, the restaurants, the gift shops, other activities like mule rides, those are all run by concessioners within the national park.
You have to pay anything to view the the Grand Canyon? Do you have to pay anything to walk down in it?
Like most national parks, we do have an entrance fee. It is $25, and the pass that you receive is good for 7 days, so you can drive in and out of the park as many times as you want in those 7 days. And you can then plan your visit according to your budget. You can camp for a more lower-range budget. There are several lodges for mid-range budgets, and there's an historic hotel with extremely lovely rooms for higher-end budgets as well.
Tell us about that hotel. What's the name?
The El Tovar is the kind of considered to be the most historic hotel up here on the South Rim. It's quite a wonderful structure. I encourage people to come and visit.
You have any idea about when it was built?
Approximately 1905.
So it's been there longer than you and I and most people.
It definitely has.
Well, now, you say you can fly into the canyon, you can helicopter or take a plane. Both of them fly into the canyon?
They fly into the canyon, but there are some helicopters and some planes that do fly over the canyon.
Now, if you'd recommend that they don't just fly over, that they stop by and visit. Tell us about some other things that are available in the area.
Well, in the area, as I said, there are several other national parks and monuments. If folks are interested more in the ancient cultural history of the area, they might want to visit, for instance, Upatki National Monument. Sunset Crater is more about the volcanic history of the area. So there are opportunities to see and do a great deal more than just visit the Grand Canyon.
I understand Bryce and Zion are a little north of you.
They are. That's a somewhat longer drive from the South Rim. But if you're visiting the more rustic north rim of the canyon, Bryce and Zion are a very reasonable trip.
Shannon, have you been to either of the Zion or Bryce National Parks?
I have been to both national parks, and they're both quite wonderful in very different ways.
Now, what about for photographers? What kind of opportunities are there around the Grand Canyon?
Wow, this entire area provides spectacular opportunities for photographers, as do the other parks that you were mentioning, Bryce and Zion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Let's go to Africa. Here is Terry.
Today we're traveling to Tanzania. One of Africa's most alluring destinations is Tanzania. This destination truly has it all, from the snow-covered Mount Kilimanjaro to the tropical coastline at Zanzibar, from the land of the Serengeti, the dramatic Great Rift Valley and its Soda Lakes, to the gigantic Lake Victoria and its magical atoll islands. An African adventure awaits you. Visit Kilimanjaro National Park, one of Tanzania's most visited parks. The park centers around massive Mount Kilimanjaro, Africa's highest peak and the world's tallest freestanding mountain, rising to nearly 20,000 feet. On ascent, the mountain's foothills turn into lush forests, serving as home to elephants, leopards, and buffaloes. Further up are moorlands covered in giant heather, then alpine desert. Higher up the mountain comes the ice and snow that makes Kilimanjaro famous. A hike to the top, Uhuru Peak, will take 6 to 7 days. Zanzibar is the ultimate Indian Ocean experience. Zanzibar is an archipelago made up of Zanzibar and Pemba Islands and several islets. Located in the Indian Ocean, about 25 miles from the Tanzanian coast, this island paradise possesses white sandy beaches, palm trees, and quaint villages touching the turquoise sea. While in Zanzibar, we recommend a visit to Stone Town, where history appears to have stood still. The Jozani National Forest Reserve, home to the rare red colobus monkey, and Prison Island, home to a family of giant tortoises, lovely white sand beaches, and a beautiful coral reef ideal for snorkeling. The Serengeti National Park is a wildlife wonderland. Here you can experience the most scintillating game viewing in Africa. Witness great herds of buffalo, elephants, giraffes, leopards, and lions, wildebeests and zebras to name a few. The Serengeti National Park provides walking safaris in addition to hot air balloon safaris for you to witness the splendor of nature. Another natural wonder is the Great Rift Valley. There are many lakes in the Great Rift Valley, ranging from shallow bodies of water to deep waters with lush areas around them. The Soda Lakes of the Great Rift are one of the spectacles of Africa. Shimmering in the heat and appearing as white mirages from a distance, they're home to flamingos in the thousands, which in turn have pink plumage due to the algae they eat from the alkaline water. Between the East and West Rift Valleys and north of Tanzania, you will find Victoria Lake. This lake is the largest lake in Africa and the second largest fresh body of water in the world. Within this lake are many islands, some of which have become wildlife sanctuaries or national parks. Birdwatching and fishing trips are popular excursions, and boat trips or hikes can be arranged around Lake Victoria. This is a sampling of the many wondrous regions of Tanzania. If you're an adventure seeker, a wildlife lover, or a nature enthusiast, this vacation is for you. Contact us at TFL Travel Agency to plan this magnificent trip of a lifetime.
Don't touch that dial. Time for Travel Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. Cruising has become increasingly popular. Not only is it great fun, it can be very inexpensive. Terry, you've got some special deals that are under $200 per passenger.
That's right. I found a couple of deals on Carnival that are amazing. There's a 4-day Western Caribbean out of Miami on Carnival Imagination. Goes to Key West and Cozumel starting at $179. There's a 4-day Bahamas from Port Canaveral on Carnival Sensation. Goes to Freeport and Nassau. It starts at $189. And we have a 4-day Western Caribbean out of Miami for only $199. There's also a great cruise out of San Diego, a 3-day cruise to nowhere that's $199 where you can just enjoy yourself at sea.
What do you mean by cruise to nowhere?
It means it goes out and you just enjoy yourself on the cruise and it comes back. You get all the amenities on traveling, but you don't stop at any of the destinations.
Well, one of the things people say about cruising they like is they unpack once. They have great food. You can have all the food you need 5 or 6 times a day if you want. It usually is really terrific dining. You got any more specials?
Well, I did find on Royal Caribbean on Majesty of the Seas a 3-night Bahamas cruise that departs out of Miami, goes to Coco Cay, a personal island of Royal Caribbean's, Nassau in the Bahamas, and this one begins for an outside room at only $259. I think that's a good deal.
What do you mean by an outside room?
An outside room is an ocean view. You have a window where you can see the ocean. Of course, inside, you don't have that, and then the other option is balconies.
Balconies are more expensive, but they can really be superb for a cruise.
I do like balconies.
Well, we've got a lot more specials in the cruise world. There are hundreds of cruises every week. Check with TFLTravelAgency.com.
Thanks.
Anastasia is the senior travel writer for TravelForLovers.com, and she recently visited Hot Springs. She'll tell us about that now.
Today I'm going to take you to Hot Springs, Arkansas, also known as Spa City and City of the Arts. It's the only city located within a national park and is the nation's oldest federal reserve. Hot Springs takes its name from the 47 mineral springs throughout the city, many reaching the surface at the temperature of 143 degrees. It has always been well known for its spa atmosphere and believed healing properties, even long before the first European settlers. Its reputation as a spa destination is perhaps now shadowed by larger spa destinations such as Sedona and Tucson, but it's able to hold its own due to the variety of other attractions available. If you're the active type, check out the crystal mines located around Hot Springs and in the town of Mount Ida, where you can dig your own crystals. These are large dig sites around quartz veins that offer a unique experience for rock hunters at any skill level. In some areas, you can just pick loose quartz crystals right off the ground. Often, all you need is a screwdriver to loosen the dirt around the crystals. There are also, for the more patient or experienced, areas where a crowbar or chisel might be necessary. These are open year-round, but spring and fall are the best due to milder temperatures. If you want to take home beautiful Arkansas quartz but aren't interested in digging your own, you can do your rock hunting in the many crystal shops in Hot Springs. Another great spring and fall activity is horseback riding. There are three stables to choose from: the Castleberry Riding Stables, Panther Valley Ranch, and Arkansas Riding Stables. I chose to visit the Arkansas Riding Stables at Lake Catherine in Malvern, which is immediately outside of Hot Springs. Here, each person is matched to an appropriate horse based on age, size, and riding experience. You take an hour ride through the woods and can come alone or as a group. This is first come, first serve, but special arrangements can be made for private rides, provided you arrive early enough in the morning. If you're visiting Hot Springs in the summer, you'll likely want to spend some time on, or in, one of its beautiful lakes. Lake Washita is the most popular and is great for scuba diving, sailing, fishing, and swimming. There are numerous hiking trails and camping areas around the lake as well. Lake Hamilton is mostly residential, but still has plenty of recreational appeal. This is where the Belle of Hot Springs sails. It's a quaint riverboat that offers daily cruises. There's a sunset dinner cruise with dinner, wine, dancing, and beautiful sunset views of the Washita landscape. In downtown Hot Springs, nature mixes with culture for an unmatched experience. Ancient wisdom has it that Hot Springs is a power vortex of magnetic energy that points toward creativity and the generation of high potential. It certainly is a draw for artists and art enthusiasts. Numerous galleries in the downtown area alone showcase this. If you're there on the first Friday of any month, you can check out Gallery Walk. This is when the galleries stay open later into the evening and offer wine and snacks for patrons. On the third Saturday of every month, you can check out the Artisan Market, which is an indoor market featuring only locally handmade goods. In October, you can find the Hot Springs Arts and Crafts Fair and the Documentary Film Festival. Aside from the galleries, there's also Bathhouse Row downtown. Of the 8 original bathhouses, 2, Quapaw and Buckstaff, are still functioning as spas, offering a full range of spa services. From now until September 30th, Quapaw Bathhouse is offering a Summer Lovin' Package. This is a private mineral bath with coconut and lime aromatherapy, a 40-minute Swedish massage, 25-minute facial, and a 10-minute coconut foot scrub. This can all be had for $295 per couple, or $155 for an individual. This is an excellent deal. The Fordyce Bathhouse is now National Park Service's visitor center. On the first floor, it still looks as it did 50 years ago, with stained glass and marble. You can see the original stained glass ceiling here. On the second floor, the museum exhibit allows a glimpse of how spas once were. The third floor contains the music room and another stained glass ceiling. There are also staterooms and the gymnasium, complete with its antique gym equipment. The basement of the Fordyce Bathhouse houses the Fordyce Spring and the original elevator mechanism. The Ozark Bathhouse is now a museum of contemporary art, which showcases contemporary art from around the world. Running parallel to Bathhouse Row is the Grand Promenade, which connects several trails on Hot Springs Mountain. During Hot Springs Spa heyday, patrons were encouraged to head outdoors between soaks in the healing waters. Today, you can still stroll in the shade and see a natural hot spring up close. Remember, it is hot, about 143 degrees, so don't stick your hand right in. You can also see hot spring water cascading down to Arlington Lawn, where you will find the blue-green algae that is only seen in 5 other locations on Earth. Hot Springs is an amazing place for camping, hiking, fishing, sailing, enjoying art and nature, but above all, Hot Springs is for unwinding.
Paris is one of the great cities of the world, and we asked one of our correspondents, Sandra, to tell us what to do if we had just a few days to spend in Paris. Now, we recorded her conversation in Skype, and there's some audio interference, but the report was so good we thought we'd play it for you anyway.
Sandy, what should people really see in Paris?
Well, I think there are at least 4 things everyone should do when they come to Paris. They should see the Eiffel Tower. They should go to the Louvre Museum. They should visit Notre Dame Cathedral, and they should take a boat ride on the Seine River.
Well, that sounds delightful. What about each of them? Tell us more.
Well, the Eiffel Tower, which was built for the 1889 World Exposition, has attracted hundreds of millions of visitors. From the top of it, you can have a beautiful panoramic view of Paris, and at night, the structure is illuminated. Everyone who goes to Paris visits the Louvre, then they go pretty much always to see the Mona Lisa. If you walk around the room, her eyes seem to follow you. It's a fascinating painting, but it's a huge museum, and it has lots of other beautiful paintings and lots of artwork. It's well worth an afternoon or day. Notre Dame Cathedral is just as beautiful in person and just as imposing as it is in photos. If you come on a Sunday, you can go to an actual church service held in French. If you get a chance to climb the North Tower, you can look at and see Paris from the same vantage point as Quasimodo, the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Finally, if you want to see Paris in a beautiful setting, you should follow the lead of tourists from around the world and take a riverboat cruise on the Seine River. It's just gorgeous.
Well, what else is it doing in Paris besides those big four?
Well, Paris is a city that can be a wonderful place to visit for everyone, no matter what it is that they enjoy doing. For instance, if you love shopping, Paris has some wonderful shopping opportunities. Lots of exclusive shops and boutiques, department stores, and outdoor markets. I'd start by taking a stroll in the Champs-Élysées. You can walk by or even walk into some of the world's most exclusive stores, like Hermès, where you could buy an Hermès scarf. If you visit Les Halles, you can shop to your heart's content. It's a giant, sprawling shopping mall that was built on the spot where a sprawling open-air market was once located. And you can also visit some of the city's beautiful and enormous department stores, such as Galeries Lafayette, where you can enjoy a live fashion show.
Tell us more.
Let's say you love museums. Paris has scores, if not hundreds, of museums to choose from. In addition to the Louvre, they have the National Galleries, as well as a number of other museums. My personal favorite is the Impressionist Art Museum called the Orfeu. People who love modern art will enjoy Pompidou Center. And there are also museums devoted to Picasso, Salvador Dali, Rodin, and much more. Paris is also a city where you can see live artists at work all over the city, particularly on the steps that lead up to the Basilica of Sacré-Cœur, or Sacred Heart. You can walk right up and watch people paint pictures or even have your own painting done.
What else is there?
Well, let's say you're a history buff. You are going to love Paris, from the catacombs beneath the city to the Arc de Triomphe at the end of the Champs-Élysées to the Pantheon. Paris is a city rich in history. I suggest everyone take a day trip to see the Palace of Versailles just outside Paris. Built for the Sun King, Louis XIV, the palace is beautiful, and it also played an important role in ending World War I. One section of the palace not to be missed is a visit to the Hall of Mirrors, which is composed of 357 mirrors. Paris also is home to the Tomb of Napoleon, the Bastille, Roman baths, and much more.
Is there other things you'd like to add at this point, Sandy?
Yes. Let's say you love nightlife. Paris is definitely a city that never sleeps. There are countless jazz clubs, dance clubs, cabarets, and, of course, an endless supply of amazing restaurants.
Well, my goodness, you told us all about Paris. Let's wrap it up. What else?
Everybody has their own Paris. My favorite things in the city are different from many other people's, and they're just as beautiful. I love going to the parks the city has, such as the Tuileries and Luxembourg Gardens. There are lovely cafes on virtually every corner where you can enjoy a delicious meal and soak in the ambiance. I actually suggest people try the tourist menus. They're often a great meal, and they're a wonderful way to try some delicious food. Paris has wine shops and cheese shops, fruit stalls, and bakeries filled with fresh croissants and baguettes. My favorite place to get a snack is a pâtisserie, where you can enjoy a very Parisian dessert called a macaroon. It's a cream-filled almond cookie. And I'd say you should not leave Paris without trying a crepe from a crêperie. There are little stalls all over the city, and my favorite is a crepe filled with Nutella and bananas. It's so delicious that you'll never want to leave.
Thanks a lot, Sandra.
Thank you.
There's a lot more coming up here on Time for Travel Radio, including our deals of the week. You want to stay tuned for that. There are some great bargains. And we've got lots more right after these commercial messages.
What's this I hear about a free trip to Paris?
Indeed. You know, I think Paris is the most romantic city in the world. What do you think?
Oh, I love Paris.
It's especially romantic when somebody else is paying for the trip. There's a new online web magazine called TravelForLovers.com. It has travel stories, new ones every day. And they're holding a contest, giving away a trip to Paris for two people.
How do they enter?
Well, it's very simple. You go to that website, TravelForLovers.com, and you click on the trivia quiz link. There's a big box there with a picture of the Eiffel Tower. You answer a few questions, some trivia questions, and they're really, really not difficult at all, believe me.
I believe you.
Yeah, you know that contest that says, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to be smarter than a fifth grader to enter this contest.
Oh, then even I can enter.
And the best thing about it is that it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost anything to read the stories on the website. It also doesn't cost anything to enter the contest. And you'll receive airfare from JFK Airport in New York to Paris, about five or six nights in Paris at a nice hotel. And it'll be just a very romantic vacation that you can take, paid for by somebody else because you won the contest.
That's amazing.
So go to TravelForLovers.com, enter, and you might be the winner of a trip to Paris for two.
Good luck.
Dina is a park ranger at Sequoia National Park.
Hello, Dina. Tell us a little bit about Sequoia National Park.
Well, Sequoia National Park, Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks are pretty amazing places here in Central California. We're located just approximately 4 to 5 hours from San Francisco and 4 to 5 hours from Los Angeles, and we attract 1.6 million visitors a year. We have big trees, high peaks, and deep canyons, and our parks range from approximately 1,300 feet to the highest point in the lower 48 states, which would be Mount Whitney.
Now, you say you got some big trees. How big are they?
Well, let's see. Our largest giant sequoia is the General Sherman tree, and it tops out at last measurement at 274.9 feet. That's the actual height of it.
Wow.
The circumference of it is 102.6 feet.
How old are those trees?
Now, they can be between 2,000 and 3,000 years old. They're extremely old, and they are the largest living trees by volume in the world.
Now, if somebody's going to come there, is there lodging nearby?
Yes, actually, there is lodging in several locations. We do have some lodging here within the parks, but many of our gateway communities also have lodging.
What do people have to pay to visit the park?
It's $20 per carload, but it is one of the very best deals in town. Actually, if you come to visit the park, Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks regularly, you can get an annual pass for just $30. And if you visit many national parks, there is an $80 interagency pass that will provide you entrance to many national parks for 1 year.
Well, it sounds quite interesting. Are there more than just trees there?
Yes, actually. We have some amazing hiking. We have some amazing camping. One of the most interesting things is that nearly 97% of Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks is wilderness area. The vast majority of the 1.6 million visitors a year that come here don't even see that part. But there is some incredible wilderness and incredible backcountry. In addition, if we weren't known just for giant sequoias, we actually would be known for caves. We have over 200 marble caverns in the parks.
When you go into those caves, you go by yourself, you go guided. How does that work?
Access to many of those caves, most of those caves, is restricted to people who have special training to obviously protect those particular cave resources. However, there is a cavern, for example, that many people come to visit that does have guided tours, and that's called Crystal Cave. And that basically has tours from May until October each year.
Nina, thank you so much. Nice to hear.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
It's time for Travel Radio, and every week at the end of the show, we try to bring you some truly spectacular travel deals. Here with those is Terry.
Hi, this is Terry again with TFL Travel Agency, and do we have some deals for you. Royal Caribbean has a 7-night Alaska southbound cruise, Seaward Alaska to Vancouver, British Columbia, on Radiance of the Seas, prices starting at $1,099. And this is for travel in early September. Travel Impressions, you can save up to $852 per couple in this fall in Riviera Cancun. It is 3 unlimited luxury adult-only nights from $409 per person, which is just $136.33 per night. Classic Vacations, no passport required, St. Regis, Bahia Beach, Puerto Rico, prices from $1,499. Classic Vacations, $300 air credit with fourth night free at Halekaluni, prices from $1,029. This is the world-famous jewel of the beach in Waikiki, Oahu. With views of the ocean and Diamond Head, this premier luxury resort is an oasis of calm amidst the bustle of Waikiki. GoGo Vacations saves 20% on Maui. Prices are just $635 for 5 nights in beautiful Kahului, Maui. Gap Adventures has early booking bonus and 15% off 2012 Arctic expeditions. You can book now and save 15%. Travel dates June 15, 2012 through September 2012. Their ship tours the Arctic Ocean. An expedition team delivers excitement and indelible memories from close-up encounters with icebergs and glaciers to the region's plentiful wildlife. These expeditions are a voyage of nonstop highlights. Travel Impressions has book early and save $360 per couple at Excellence Playa Majores. All-inclusive luxury surrounds you in a setting of lush Caribbean beauty. This resort is an adults-only romantic resort nestled on 2 miles of white sand beach in a resort community that boasts an inland marina, world-class spa, and a spectacular golf course right on the Caribbean. Classic Vacations offers Sandals Companions Fly Free air credit and up to 65% savings. For a limited time, you can stay 6 nights or longer at a participating Sandals property and receive an instant air credit of up to $350. On Travelbound, we have the free night in Miami and Miami Beach. Prices from $530 for 5 nights. Miami is the second largest city in the Sunshine State, and it's one of America's premier holiday destinations, both with overseas visitors and domestic holidaymakers. It's easy to see why the city exemplifies the good life. Long palm tree lined boulevards, top quality shopping, gourmet restaurants, and all permanently drenched in the subtropical sunshine that beams down all year round. United Vacations has saved 55% on packages to Caribbean, Hawaii, and more. Travel dates starting December 23rd through April 30th of next year, and you have to book this by September 30th. You can save up to 55% when you purchase any value-packed United Vacations flight and hotel package to Mexico and the Caribbean, Costa Rica, or Hawaii by September 30th. Crystal Cruises has their new fall sale starting August 26th of this year through December 21st. You can get up to $8,000 in savings and up to $2,000 in shipboard credit, plus free round-trip air and more. For a limited time, enjoy new low fares from just $2,400 per person and up to $8,000 savings per couple on Crystal's fall voyages, the United States, Canada, Caribbean, Hawaii, and Europe. On Celebrity Cruises, you can receive up to $100 onboard credit plus 50% reduced deposit on their sailings in the Caribbean, Europe, and Hawaii. Sailing dates August 22nd through March 6th of next year. Hurry and book this deal before September 30th. Royal Caribbean International offers a book a balcony or above category stateroom and receive a complimentary spa treatment. And this is valid through travel dates October 1st of this year through December 31st. Again, this is just a sampling of some of the few amazing deals that we can find you. Just let me know where you want to go. I'll search my vast resources and see what we can find for you. We'll get you the best vacation for the least amount of money out of your pocket. Hope to hear from you soon.
Well, that will do it for Time for Travel this week. Thanks for listening in. We want to thank our sponsor, the TFL Travel Agency. You can reach them. Write this number down, 724-379-9009. See you next week, folks. One of the hottest tourist destinations is Australia, and now the cruise line is jumping on board. Carnival Cruise Line says it's going to take Carnival Spirit, put it in Sydney, year-round for sailings to New Zealand and the Pacific Islands. We'll have more on this next week right here on Time for Travel Radio. Be sure and join us.